Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
College football, players on the move, the Duke's Mayo Bowl coming up for the Gophers Friday, January 3rd at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Minnesota, a handed favorite right now over Virginia Tech, Pete. Virginia Tech going the wrong way at the end of the season, especially since their quarterback, Kyron Drones, was injured in Week 9. Mm-hmm. PJ Fleck undefeated in bowls. I mean, you know, for all that everyone loves to say about him, the man wins in the bowl games. Now, granted, they haven't all been the greatest bowl, but, you know, he wins. And that's, I think that's worth quite a bit. How are you feeling about the Mayo Bowl, first of all?
Well, you know, I think that a lot of people are very excited about that bowl, actually, just because of where it is. Obviously, you get into the Carolinas, a lot of people want to go somewhere like that. That's probably got a good shot at having some good weather. And I'll tell you, people can say whatever they want. I know there's all sorts of pushback and everything else, but I think this is a testament to who PJ is. The recruiting that he's been able to accomplish, Dave, has been absolutely incredible. I think we've seen a lot of players that we probably hadn't seen the status of those type of players coming to the University of Minnesota, and we're starting to see more and more of that. And, you know, that's what's got me so excited. And you and I talk about this more and more, about the fact that I finally buried the hatchet and said, you know what, the portal's okay. But
that's,
you know,
a big
and
swing
I
for you, by the way.
There's a lot of things about the portal that still do bother me, to be honest with you, depending on why somebody's leaving. But that's a different story. I think as far as what the Gophers have been able to do going into the portal, and maybe it's because of the fact that we've had a little bit more time, the game's not till the third. There's a lot of reasons why that maybe PJ and the guys are doing a phenomenal job with recruiting. I'm looking at some of the players that they've been able to get, a lot of 3-star, 4-star guys that were signing up, a lot of offensive linemen. You can never have enough, and the Vikings proved that. But you can never have enough, and you always have to have running backs. And we've signed quite a few running backs as well, even Cole Cabana from Michigan. Yep. So there's players out there that we are getting that I don't think we would have gotten 10 years ago, 12, 15 years ago, that are guys that are coming to the University of Minnesota. I'm pretty excited about it. I think they've done a great job. And this is going to be is it going to be the greatest bowl game in the world? No, but I think Minnesota will show up pretty well down there because they might want to get out of the weather in Minnesota and get down south.
I don't understand, and we've talked about this a lot. The Gophers, every year you're guaranteed a loss that they probably shouldn't have had, but you're also usually guaranteed a win that you didn't think they'd have. And once again, I don't understand why people look at PJ Fleck and grade what he's done as a negative. And you look at this transfer portal as an example of that. The guys that they're getting, 3 stars, 3 stars, 4 stars, they're getting a quarterback from Georgia Tech who, granted, he wasn't the starter there, but he was still there. Zach, is it Piron or Piron? 3 stars, 6'3", 220. He's probably not going to play right out of the gate. My guess is this is Drake Lindsey's job to lose. But once again, when you have a coach like that who's able to get guys on board and say, you know what, I'm going to leave Georgia Tech because I just don't think it's for me, whatever's happening. I don't know that I have a starting job in Minnesota, but I love the culture. I love the coach, love the guys. Like, that's good enough for me to go take a chance. That is a win. And again, those things don't happen without the atmosphere and the culture that PJ creates, or our guy Winston Delatabadere creates, who we love to have on this show regularly because he's so much fun. And these bowl games that they're winning, he's undefeated in bowl games. And some of those, yes, they were not against the toughest opponents. But I was there when they beat Auburn. You know, like, they're legitimate wins. And what it tells me is that PJ and his staff are good enough to have a 3 weeks – to look at film, grade your opponent, figure out what they do well, and then figure out how to capitalize on that to your gain. That's a small thing, but it's not easy to do. It's not easy to just say, okay, I haven't played this team before, to watch all the film you can, and then go out and prove that you're smarter and you have a better group with you to beat them. And again, I know that the Big Ten is a tough conference to win in. It's one of the tough in all of hockey, one of the toughest in all of football. And so, the idea that, well, he's a failure because they didn't win the Big Ten, that's ridiculous. There's lots of teams in the Big Ten that only one wins. Only one wins the Big Ten. And being realistic about where Minnesota is important. So, again, I don't understand why people have these knocks on P.J. Fleck. And when you look at the bowl record and what they've been able to do, and the guys, that the caliber of players that he's able to bring in, I think that's – I don't know another coach that would be able to do that here. I really don't. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that the reason I think that there's always that negativity and the people who don't like a PJ is they just don't like his style. They don't like all the different acronyms. There's all there's the things that really don't matter in the big scheme of things, in my opinion, on how you want to analyze how a coach is doing. I wouldn't worry about all those things. I would, matter of fact, say, well, let's see. We academically are doing better than we've probably ever done as a football team. We've done more and more good things on the football field. I mean, think about this, Dave, right now. If you would have said to people 5 years ago, hey, okay, you're going to bring a couple of parts of the Pac-12 into the Big Ten, and where is Minnesota going to line up? Well, we have a better record this year than USC, than UCLA. We also brought in Nebraska quite a few more years back, but we got a better record than Nebraska. Better than Wisconsin, better than Michigan State. We're right there with Michigan, and we're not too far off. And we've played Penn State, who a lot of people think the world of, to a 1 point, a game that we could have won. And they had the fourth down fake punt. And so I just look at it, and there's a lot of anger out there and a lot of pushback. But I think that if you really look at the progress that we've made, I think we just get a little bit better and a little bit better every year. And daggone it, Dave, I had an 8-4 prediction for the Gophers. They finished 7-5. So yeah. I feel pretty decent about that. And I think I feel even better about the bowl game that we've got in front of us, because I think Virginia Tech's always a very tough football team, but I think it's a team that the Gophers could maybe even beat up pretty good based on what I see out of the Gophers and what they've been able to do.
I would make the argument, you said this, and people don't like his shtick. I think people need to get over that, because you have to understand now that that's college football. That's coaching in today's game, even in professional. Like, you have to be the player's coach. You have to be supportive. This is not, Bear Bryant screaming and making you run until you get sick. This is not, that's not the style of coaching that works anymore. And that might be, we talked about Bill Belichick last week. That could be a challenge for him. He's going to have to change the style of the way he does things a little bit, I think, to be successful and to keep guys. He's a curmudgeon. He's old school, and that doesn't necessarily work anymore, I don't think, in today's game. If you look at the coaches and the teams that are doing very well in college football, they are largely led by new style, newer, younger coaches. And that's just the fact. So if you don't like PJ shtick, then I would say it's time to just move on, because it works. And I I've said this before, and I said earlier, that I don't know another coach out there who would come in and have any more success with this program that PJ Fleck has had.
Right. And I think, Dave, one other thing, the last thing I'd say about this whole thing is, we talk about the portal and the NIL all the time, ad nauseum, to be honest with you. But that being said, I think that our NIL is starting to get a little bit more, not a lot, but a little bit more competitive around the Big Ten. So that's another factor that I think going forward could be something that puts us in a better spot than we are, or were, I should say. I think it's really interesting. You're starting to see some match programs, starting to see all kinds of different things, and And I think the money raise is going to be something that gives us at least a little bit more competitiveness. Because let's be honest, if a kid's getting recruited by schools and not really sure, and what you know, you're flipping a coin and everything else, but what about the money? I mean, if the money is there for somebody, they're likely going to look towards that if everything else lines up pretty even. So I think it's something that gives us a little bit more competition against some of the big boys.
We have a text here, and I'm going to read this, and I know we don't have a ton of time, but I think it's an important one to read. Mm-hmm. That someone says, Gopher football is no closer to winning a Big Ten title today than when Tracy Claes was replaced 8 years ago, case closed. I couldn't disagree with that more.
Mm-hmm.
They were 9-4, Tracy Claes, last season. They were 5-4 in the Big Ten and tied for fourth in the West. The landscape of the Big Ten has changed considerably. And so the fact that the Gophers are even where they are, I disagree. You look at the roster, you look at the guys coming in, you look at the guys they have. You have Coy Parrish, who's going to spend plenty more time here and be outstanding. They brought in some good guys. You have who I think, and we've all saw it, is a very blue-chip quarterback in Drake Lindsey and Reddy. Mm-hmm. And you're coming off Max Brosmer, who had a great year. I disagree. I think I'm not saying they're going to win the Big Ten. I think it's even harder to win the Big Ten now than it was in 2016. But I would say I do feel like they're much closer now than they were then.
Well, and the fact that we, you know, granted, there's no parties for people taking second to somebody else. But
right.
when you look at the Penn State game, okay, do you think Penn State's a really good football team? I would say everybody would say yes immediately. Well, we had them. We were in position. Did we make it happen? No, but we were there, and that I think that's big. We played it up against Illinois. If I recall, we beat Illinois.
Yep.
Illinois sitting there not too far off of the top of the league.
First time Bielema had ever been beaten by PJ Fleck. Yep,
that's right. Which is a huge thing. And then of course you go through all the different games, the Michigan game, and some of the games where things happened in a different way. But I'll tell you what, we're there. I mean, I think we are there. And competitive to be there, and I think we'll just get a little bit better and a little bit better. Obviously, we got to replace the most important position there is with quarterback. And to your point, maybe it's Drake Lindsey, maybe it's not, maybe it's one of the other guys. But I think at least there's not a huge edge over us the way it once was.
Yeah.